Memory is the new bottleneck in artificial intelligence, and this morning, Wall Street started pricing the companies that make it like the next Nvidia.
It's Sunday, June 28th. Here's the rundown. The memory squeeze, a compute map that's shifting east, and an AI agent that got talked into installing malware.
Start with memory.
Investors spent 2 years treating one chip company as the whole AI trade. This week, they went looking for the next one and landed on Micron.
Which tells you where the scarcity moved. Every accelerator needs fast memory bolted right next to it, and far fewer companies can make that memory than there are buyers for it.
And the buyers are the richest companies on Earth.
The supply side isn't arguing. A Lenovo exec said this week the shortage everyone's calling Ramageddon is permanent. His words, "It will never be like it was last year."
That's a vendor telling its own customers to stop waiting for prices to come back down.
And it isn't only data centers. Memory is now one of the most expensive parts of building any machine. The same squeeze that sets a hyperscaler's bill decides whether a small shop can afford 32 gigs this quarter.
So what do you actually do with that if you're building?
Stop treating memory as a rounding error. Price it as a first-order line, lock supply where you can, and read every accelerator roadmap as a memory roadmap too. The compute story just became a memory story.
On the wire,
the compute map shifted. China retook the top of the global supercomputer rankings with a system called Lineshine, its first number one since 2018.
Under export controls, which is the part that matters. The restrictions are steering where the frontier gets built, not whether it gets built.
Same week, Lungsen shipped a homegrown 16-core server chip on its own architecture, 40 watts, aimed at cheap, general-purpose servers.
Not a frontier part, and that's the point. A domestic stack for the boring server middle that no export policy can switch off.
Security desk.
Mozilla's research team showed a coding agent can be walked into installing malware from a repository that looks completely clean.
They didn't break the model. They used its helpfulness against it. If you let an agent run setup steps from a repo, that repo is now part of your threat model.
And there's an open request to let OpenAI's coding tool exclude sensitive files that's climbing Hacker News.
Same worry from the other side. When an agent can read your whole tree, what it can see is a question you answer before you run it, not after.
Models.
The open field keeps widening. Zyphra, Cohere, and Poolside all added to the open weights pile this week.
The headlines go to the closed labs, but the buildable middle is getting deeper every month. That's the part that actually changes what you can ship tonight.
And a sharper one. Prosecutors entered a defendant's ChatGPT logs as evidence in the Palisades fire trial.
Whatever the verdict, the precedent is the story. Chatbot history is discoverable now. What people type into an assistant carries the same weight as any other record.
The tape.
Three prints this morning, Long Micron, Long SK Hynix, both on the memory squeeze and watching SMIC on China's domestic build-out.
Highest conviction is the memory pair. The falsifier is simple, a supply glut or an AI spending pullback that sends memory prices down over the next 2 quarters. Horizon, 6 months.
And the tape is the desk's scorecard, not advice.
Quick break. Two from the desk.
One we know well, vote.direct. If you're on an HOA or a board, it runs your elections digitally. Secure, verifiable, no paper, no clipboard in the lobby. Point your counsel to vote.direct.
And if this is your 10 minutes of AI for the day, get the written edition too. The full wire, free, every morning. Leave your email at nextbig.dev.
Quick hits.
IBM detailed a sub-1-nanometer transistor meant to carry chip scaling into the 2030s.
The Trump administration cleared more than 100 U.S. companies and agencies to use Anthropic's Mythos 5.
OpenAI poached Uber's India chief to run its biggest market outside the U.S.
And one for builders. OpenAI says its internal coding agent's output grew more than 50 times in research this year.
That's the rundown.
Our call? Within 6 months, the AI hardware story stops being only about GPUs. A major memory maker posts a quarter growing faster than NVIDIA's data center business. And memory supply shows up by name in a hyperscaler's spending guidance.
Proves us wrong. If neither happens by the end of December, we settle it in public when the date comes. See you tomorrow!